Okay, we are in Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, and we're about 10 lines down. First word in the line is Amos Min Hatzad. We're holding by Lishna Achrina, about 10 lines down, Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, Machlik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said that one is allowed to Lechatchila be Misachich Binisarim. So you've got a board, and you're allowed to lechatchila be misachich with it. And as we mentioned, it's made from a material which grows from the ground. It is detached. Why should it be a problem? Says Rabbi Yehuda, lechatchila misachichim b'nisarim, no problem. Rabbi Meir asked, and as we mentioned, b'shem the rishonim, that over here, not only does it mean that it's also lechatchila, but it's actually possible by the evet. And we had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to when do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir disagree. So according to Rav, we said the machlokes is with Nisarim, which are four tefachim wide, that Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine, no problem, you can use it, no issue whatsoever. Whereas why does Rabbi Meir aser, why does Rabbi Meir pasel it? Because of the concept of gzeiras tikra. That a person, Chazal were concerned that a person, were the person to be allowed to use boards, eschach, they would say, what's the point of building a sukkah? I might as well just stay at home and sit in my house and be it so that way. What's the problem with that? Why can't you be in your house and use wooden boards and so on? There the problem is, the sukkah amrachmana v'lei beis shel kol yemei hashana, and that we mentioned is pasul d'oraisa. So Rabbi Meir was concerned about gzeiras tikra, but said Rav, but less than four tefachim, then even Rabbi Meir would agree that it's mutar chatchila to do, no problem whatsoever. Whereas Shmuel said no. Everyone agrees if you have nisarim which are four tefachim wide, it's possible. And everyone agrees if it is more narrow than three tefachim, it's also mutar, because that's kanim ba'almaninu. That's just like a small narrow stick. Of course, the machlekes is between three to four tefachim wide. If it's between three to four tefachim wide, that's when there's a machlekes. And as we saw yesterday, very interesting. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine because less than four tefachim, we don't usually find any chashivas in less than four tefachim. And the sarim are usually four tefachim. Why does Rabbi Meir ask it? So Rashi said this is the Rabbi Meir lishitasa in all of Shas who's chayish in Utah, and being that some houses are roofed with Nisarim which are narrower than four tefachim, so therefore Rabbi Meir is concerned. Those are the two days. So we're holding now in Yudal Amud Beis where the Gemara presented a brisa, and it said in the brisa that if you have two scarves, two handkerchiefs, two tefachim wide each, so then we said that they are mitzarif to make the shear of four tefachim to pasel. Whereas shnei nisarim ain mitzarif. If you have two boards, they're not mitzarif to pasel. And we said that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir says, no, even nisarim are like sadinim. Even boards are like scarves, and they do pasel. So says the Gemara, that 10 lines down, nishnachrina bishlem alishmuel da'amra bishayin ben arba'a. Everyone agrees if you have boards which are four tefachim wide, it's psula. So you know what Rabbi Meir meant to say when he said that they're mitzarif? I mean, you might ask, why do you need a tzirif? I mean, four tefachim is already possible. Everyone says it's possible. I can still explain that when Rabbi Meir says the Nisarim are like sadinim and their mitzarif, you know what it means? My mitzarif and mitzarifim la'arba amis min atzad. Oh, it means that if you have schach posel, namely schach which is four tefachim wide, that has the ability to make up the shear of four amis. Once it's a full four amis plus, so then you can no longer say deif nakuma. And the dion in this brisa of mitzarif and not mitzarif has to do with Deif Nakuma. So Lishna Achrina, according to Shmuel, who says that if it's less than four tefachim, it's machlekes, four tefachim, everyone says it's possible that tziruf will be legave Deif Nakuma. Rabbi Meir will say that we are mitzvah v'gabi deif nakuma, and Rabbi Yehuda would say we're not mitzvah v'gabi deif nakuma. Ella Rav, but according to Rav, Bishlam and Rabbi Meir, my mitzvah and mitzvah and arba amas. But according to Rav's understanding, so yes, Rabbi Meir would passel, and Rabbi Meir will passels four tefachim because of Gzeres Tikra. He would say those four tefachim planks will now be mitzvah to passel and to reach a shear of 4 amas plus, so you can no longer say Deif Nakuma. So my mitzvah is from arba amas min atzad el Rav Yehuda. Darma afilu yesh ben arba ksheira. Even if it's four tefachim, it's 100% ksheira. My ain mitzvah. So what did he mean to say when he said you cannot be mitzvah? I mean, of course you can't be mitzvah. These are ischach kosher. They are kanim ba'almaninu. So what do you mean? Oh, you know what? We're not going to be mitzvah 100% kosher schach to make up a shir about which you can no longer say Deif Nakuma. I mean, it's a ridiculous statement. Imagine if you've got, you know, bamboo sticks, you know, vertical sticks along your sukkah, and you look at it and you say, you know what? There's no tziruf to say that I've got Dal Damas and now you can't say Deif Nakuma. Why in the world would you think that? You've got proper schach. You've got pieces of, you've got kanim ba'alma going alongside your sukkah. Of course you're not going to say, it's not mitzdarif. That is the sug schach which you are supposed to use. So according to Rav's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, that if you have a beam which is four tefachim wide, it's 100% kosher schach. It's mamish punkt azoivi a kane ba'alma. It's like a very thin reed bamboo stick, and obviously it's mutter lechatchila to use as per Lashna Mishnah. Misachachim binisarim lechatchila. Zag the Braisa, you should know, if you've got 100% kosher schach lechatchila, mahagin aleph aleph, you should know it's not going to be mitzdarif to cause a problem of Deif Nakuma. Of course not. Of course not. So says the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. It's obvious. That is the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, you're right. I did the Kamar of Meir mitzarfin, Arm Rabbi Yehuda, Ein mitzarfin. But Ein Echanami, you're right. Taka does not really make sense to say Ein mitzarfin. That is obvious. Fine, the kitzer, the crux of the machleika, so the two sheet, as we said, are, according to Rav, if you have the Sarim, which are four tefachim wide, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kasha lechatchila. He doesn't hold of Gzeres Tikra. According to Rabbi Meir, it's possible, because he does hold of Gezeres Tikra, less than four, everyone says it's kosher. According to Shmuel, if it's four, everyone passes, because of Gezeres Tikra, less than three, everyone says it's kosher. Machlokes is between three and four. Says the Gemara, we have a brisa like Rav, we have a brisa like Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav. Tanya Kavasi, the Shmuel. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav. It says, Sichach b'Nisarim, argues which some take out ishal erez, but you can understand why they take it out. What difference does it make if it's cedar planks or something else? But some shall erez she'ein bahen arba divriako ksheira. Less than four, everyone, even Rabbi Meir, says it's ksheira. Yesh min arba, Rabbi Meir, please review the machshir. So that's mamish, exactly the way Rav presented. I'm review the mice of shasa sakana shivianu nisarim shahoyu bahen. Arba obviously chachno gabi merpesis biyoshavnu tachtein. So there was a maisa. What happened? We brought these planks. Why do we use planks for schach? Because it was shas and sakon, and the goyim did not allow us to be mekayim mitzvahs. So we wanted to make it look as inconspicuous as possible. So we just brought boards, which were four tefachim wide, and we placed them over our merpesis biyoshavnu tachtein. You see, it's okay. Amrulai, they said, Bisham Raya Ein Shasa Sakana Raya. There's no Raya from Shasa Sakana. Akoponim, that's even before the Maisa, it's Mufurish. Less than four, everyone says it's kosher. And only when it's four is there a Machlaika. So that is the Braisa like Rav. Tanikavas the Shmuel, Sichem Esam Shal Erej, Sheyesh Ben Arba, Divri Hakol Psula. For tzvachim, everyone holds of Gzeres Tikra. Eid Mehen Arba, it is not for tzvachim wide. Rabbi Meir Paisel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So that is Mefurish, like Shmuel. And the Machlekes is, everyone agrees if it's four, it's going to be a problem. If it's less than 4, which we said means between 3 to 4, that's when we have a machlekes. Even Rabbi Meir, who's the Machmir, would agree that even though in this problematic Nisarim, right, where we would apply Gzeris Tikra and so on, but im yeish bein neser l'neser kam l'neser, so if you remove every other piece of wood, so shem yeish bein neser l'neser kam l'neser, shemaniach psal bein eim uksheira, you can fill up, once you've removed the beams, the boards, you can fill them up with psal, with kashas chach, and it is ksheira. What exactly does that mean? Let's take a look at this Rashi, about 20 lines down. I mean, even if you have Nisarim, which are 4 tefachim wide, Shem Yesh bein Neser l'Neser, l'kamon mukila b'sukkah bas shmeina amas mitzim tzomis. We're speaking about a sukkah. It's exactly 8 amas. It's 8 amas by 8 amas, let's say. T'chiyoyiv Neser upsal ad emtzo nehaigiso. So it's nesepsal, nesepsal, nesepsal. That's what you have. And then you do the same thing from the opposite side. Neser tchila. Again, it's specifically neser psal, nesepsal. Psal kemekin ad emtza. Havaluhu shnei psalim beemtza. So now there will be 2 sections of schach, each of them 4 tvachim wide, which meet up to create a shear of 8 tvachim, the hainshal shmeina tvachim. What's special about shmeina tvachim? Now you're past the requisite shear, the hechsher sukkah, vika hechsher sukkah, meaning you need 7 tvachim, and you've got 8. And v'nisarim shabah, that those are problematic schach. Leipas chilada min and deif and akuma, adab salim, I'm tzayim. So you've got, you know, neser, which is pasul. And then you've got the psal of schach, psal meaning, right, schach, let's, yeah, let's just call it schach. So you've got neser schach, so you've got schach and schach in the middle, so you've got 8 tvachim of schach in the middle, and being that we said it's exactly 8 amas, so you're going to have less than 4 amas on either side, and therefore you're able to say Tev Nakuma. So even though Rabbi Meir is Machmir and he holds of Gzeris Tikra and so on, but all is not lost in such a case. If you just remove every other one, starting with Neser and then Psal and so on, and that will be a way to kasher it up. That would be a case where Reb Yehuda agrees. Reb Yehuda, so Reb Yehuda, even though he is the Mekel and so on, even though he's the Mekel, Shemnosan Aleh Neser Shurachav Arba Tfachim Kishera, the Ein Yeshedim Tachtov. But in certain instances, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. Vayashin tachtav layotzi de chivase. So let's just see the Rashi in that also. Rashi says, "Umid Reb Yehuda de afal gav the iu mekel b'she'ein behem arba, meidu b'nesa echad ubay arba shem nasnu b'sukkah min atzad. Shava bi shehik sheira min atzad ayde defna kuma loy." So in situations where you have to come on to a Devin Akuma, in those types of situations, nevertheless, you should not sleep under the Devin. So whenever you are using Devin Akuma, everyone agrees that you're not to sleep under that area, because in Din, it's considered to be a Devin, it's no longer considered to be Schach. So what we have over here is just to kind of summarize what we've had since the beginning of the Sugya. We've had a machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir, and we had a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. We mentioned yesterday that usually the standard protocol in machlekes Rav and Shmuel is we pass like Shmuel in Din. Din Imamanis, we pass like Shmuel. This is not Din Imamanis. However, what happened over here, the Gemara presented you to Shmuel. The Gemara is the Kasha. It doesn't make sense. What's Pshat in Shmuel? Amr Papa. This is what Shmuel means. So number one, Rapapa, who is the Basra, one of those who was begetter a Basra, a later generation of Amira, is coming to Bimiyashim and explain and establish Shmuel, number one. Number two, throughout the Sugya Bishlam, the Shmuel, El Rav, several times. So the Rishonim say, being that the Sugya seems to go like Shmuel and Rapapa, at least the way Samushan presented is that Rapapa is coming to be Miyashiv and explain Shmuel and Rav Papa's Basra, and therefore Kaimel and Kishmuel in this instance, not like Rav. Just to mention a very short Maisa, we mentioned over here in this Shasa Sakana, the guy who made Gzeira, that you know, Rashi says, Shigazra Oivdikichavim Gzeira la Mitzvahs. So what do? They used boards which are less conspicuous, and that's what they did. Apparently the story goes that Rav Berel Wine asked the late Rabbi Jacobowitz kind of about his chinuch and, you know, him and his brother and kind of what did his parents do and so on. It's a beautiful story that when he was a young boy in Germany during the Yom Tov of Sukkos, so he said his father was trying to think out of the box, you know, to try and make sure that they'd be able to be mekaymes a sukkah, and they lived in a building in an apartment, and they had a balcony, and what they did is they made a very very low sukkah, 10 tefachim high, and they put tzchach, and you know the whole Yom Tov that they would recline, even though obviously that's not what we do nowadays, and that's how they were mekaym. It's a sukkah. So he said, you know, my father very much tried to endear and be mechabev mitzvahs, you know, when we were children, and you know that's something which sticks out to this shasa sakana type of mice. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta, very very interesting shaila. Itzmar hofchan al tzidehen. So you have over here, you have a nasa which is 4 tefachim wide, and what do? You tilt it. You tilt it. So now, it is not 4 tefachim along the edge. Maybe it's 3 tefachim. Maybe it's even less than 3 tefachim. So, hafchan al tzidehen, what is the din? So, l'chur, we should say, the whole reason why they ask Gzir Stikra, a person is going to say, Mali, Mali. But in this case, when being that it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it should be fine. So, what does it say? Hafchan al tzidehen, refuna amar psula. And that's how we pass it. Rav Chisda, Rabba, Rav Huna, Amri, Kshera. They say it is Kshera. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, let's see. Hafchan al tzidehen nesam sheyesh ben arba shesikach behen v'lo yihitol rachman al asuka ela hishkiven al tzidon shupachis migimel. Right, so it's interesting. Why does Rashi say Shupachis Megimel? Because Rashi is coming to be Madgish, even though Pachis Megimel, we said, is Kanan Ba'alman. Everyone says it's Mutter. You might have said maybe if it's, you know, 3, already that gets into the Machlekes. It's Pachis Megimel. Nevertheless, says Rav Huna Psula, Kidim Afarsh Lekamon, the Kaven the Yeish Shem Psul Alehen, Nasu Kishpudin Shomateches Sapsulim Sakech B'chol Inyan Shahayfchan. Meaning, it seems to be, it's more an understanding, is the gedder of Gezeres Chazal. When Chazal said, you're not allowed to be Mesachech Bin Asarim, is the Pshat, don't be Mesachech with Bin Asarim if you put them in their normal way down, which appears to be 4 tefachim. Or they passed it and they said, we are going to treat Nesarim like metal, which is possible to use, and so on. So that is Shitas Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that's the reason why it's Aser.
It's Psula. Because 3 tefachim and a bit?
No. Why? Because being at the width of this Nesar is 4 tefachim wide, and 4 tefachim wide is possible. So even if you're ma'apach it, and now it's only 2 tefachim wide, the way you look at it, when you're looking up, it's only 2 tefachim, but they treated all Nesarim, which are 4 tefachim wide, they categorically passed it, like it is metal. That was Rav Huna. And Rav Chisda, Rabba, Rav Huna, Amri, Kshera. And, you know, you could hear that the Makam, when we are Mesupik in the Gzegras Chazal, it's a Sufik Derabbanan, one could be Mako. So you could hear, certainly, it's a Sufik that the Rav Chisda and Rabba, Rav Huna, Rav Huna's son, would be correct. Says the Gemara, Ikla, Rav Nachman, Lesura. So Rav Nachman, who... Nachman came to Sura, Ulegabe Rav Chisda v'Rabba Rav Huna. So the two Mekilim, Rav Chisda and Rabba Rav Huna, they came to him and they asked him, how does he hold? What's his shita? Amri later said to him, Hafkan al tzidehen ma'o, what's the din? Amar lehu, he said to them, Psula, nasu kishbudin shomatachas. And he explained, meaning, not only, very interesting, meaning, when he paskined, he paskined with an explanation. He said psula. He could have just said psula, full stop. But he said psula nasu kishpudin shel mataches, because the geder of the psul of the isser is we're going to treat them like a piece of metal. So this was just like the shita of Rav Huna. So Amar lehu Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said to his son and Rav Chisda, he said to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, Le Amri lehu Amri Kavasi. Didn't I say that, you know, they say like me? You know, what do you, you know, why are you asking elsewhere? So Amru le. So they said to Rav Huna, Umi Amar lon mar taima vale kabalinin mine. Did you ever say to us a reason and we wouldn't have accepted? Meaning you never explained it to us. So Amar lehu, he returned and he responded and said, Umi ba'isu min ha'taima v'lei Amar lehu, did you ever ask me? So interesting, because at the end of the day, when they asked Rav Nachman, he initiated and he explained. Rav Huna didn't initiate and explain. I remember hearing once from Rav Shapiro that he said, "You know, why is it that you find in the tshuvas of the Rishonim and the Achronim, you know, a whole tshuva, a whole thing, you know, just give an answer, you know, kibalti tshuvoscha, and you know, apologies with all the tears, they didn't have a chance. You asked, is this mutter aser mutter? Whole, you know, ganze lange maisa and so on." And he said, you know, he based it on the Gemara in Brachas in the first parak, where the Gemara dashes the pasuk Alei Elayahara VeYesham VeEtna Lecha Esluchas Even VaHatayra VaMitzah SheKasatum LaHayroisam that ideally a Meira Hira is supposed to explain. You have to be Malamed. You have to kind of explain where you're coming from, and that's the reason why he said why, and that it's a Meila in a Meira Hira to actually explain. I mean, Ramesh also said elsewhere in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, when it says, Himar Mushlei Shedvar, Mavu Mesunim Adin, V'ha'amidu Talmidim Harbei, Hamidu B'maimed them on their own two feet. You don't even maimed a Talmud, you know, if someone keeps asking you questions, and you say, Mutter, Asar, Talmud is Keseder in the dark. That's you're doing them a disservice, because you're never being maimed them. But I don't know. Never was very interesting. Maybe Rav Huna felt that, you know, he wanted to see, you know, I want to see, you know, that you're interested in order for me to go ahead and explain. But very interesting din over here. Fine. So that was the din, and we said it's got a din of kishpudin shamateches, and that is how we pass it. Lema misayale.
Also learn a lot about the interaction between Rav Huna and his son and his talmidim.
Correct. Yeah. I'm saying in Chanami, it's interesting. Maybe he felt that he wanted to see more of an initiation from them in order to do so, as opposed to spoon feeding. No. Lema misayale. The Brisa says as follows: Eina machzek is kedei reishim berubu v'shulchanu. Suga is not zayin al zayin. Case number one. Or the bottom section, the bottom tefanis, have a breach which is wide enough that a goat is able to stick through and kind of run underneath the mechitza and so on, which is basically gimel tefachim. Case number three, aish nosin ole neser shehu rochav arba tefachim. It's a nest, it's four tefachim wide. Even though it only takes up three tefachim's worth of space in the sukkah, it's four, but it only takes up three, psula. So what is this third case talking about? Echidami. Lav kegen shahafchen al tzidon. Is it not referring to a case where you're mahapachit al tzidehem? And therefore you see that even though it's not actually taking up four tefachim across, but because it is for tefachim wide, categorically, it is possible. In other words, they made it into kishpudin shel mataches, in which case it's a raya to Rav Huna, it's a raya to Rav Nachman. It says the Gemara, not necessarily, like achva mayaskinin kegoin, the ancha apuma dimitalasa. The case is like this. You know, imagine this is the edge. You know, this is the edge of the sukkah. This is the schach over here. You've got your walls over here. And then you've got a beam, which is four tefachim wide, and three tefachim are within the sukkah, and one tefach sticks out. One tefach sticks out. So that's the case over here. Okay, going, we say the ancha puma dimital lasa, the ayel lasa legav. Three out of the four tefachim are within the area of the sukkah. The apikhad labar, and one out of the four is outside. So we should say, okay, it's only three tefachim, perhaps it should be fine. No. We say the havilei psal hayetzim min hasukkah. It has the din of psal hayetzim min hasukkah. V'chol psal hayetzim min hasukkah nidoin kisukkah. Meaning, we have said, I think once before, and we're going to see this later on, when the Gemara speaks about a case where you have a sukkah which has got three walls, and then the schach continues outside of the area of the third wall. So you've got schach sticking out, but the area underneath the schach doesn't have any walls. Nevertheless, we say it's kosher, and you could be yotze yedei chivascha, even though you look to your right, you look to your left, and there's no walls. And the teretz is, being that you have a heksher sukkah, you have at least zayin al zayin, and you've got your gimel defanis, and now you have a little bit of schach which sticks and juts like an overhang of schach, that has got a special din. It is considered to be like sukkah, legabi the mitzvah. So too, here it's considered to be part of the sukkah, lechumra. Meaning, just like we say, psal hayetzim min hasukkah, nidin kesukkah, so too we're saying if you've got schach, which is a four tefach beam, even though only three tefachim's worth are within, but because one tefach is mitzurif to it, it's going to be nidin kesukkah, in this case, lechumra. Let's see the last Rashi. Rashi says, "Apumetim tolasa, it's ruach revi, shein sham deifin, the lifki minei aide deifin akuma." So there is no wall that we could perhaps start to use deifin akuma and so on. Da'ein kan deifin ela pesach. The af gav deli ayli kulei lete halal defanes at stadim. Even though the whole four tefach beam is not going inside, pasul. Why? Da'hu tefach da'avroi mechshev nabiki sukkah. That tefach which juts out of the area of the sukkah is considered part of the sukkah. The ilu schach kosher having mutter lishin shav v'yotz yedei sukkah. Meaning, just like I can be makel, and I can treat it like a sukkah, and I can be yotz yedei sukkah over there. Don't mean like, come on, psal yotz min a sukkah, ki'ai gavna nidin kesukkah. The same is going to be true, l'chumra. And therefore, you don't necessarily have a raya to Rav Huna and to Rav Nachman, because you could say that this is the case, and maybe everyone would agree, that it's going to be a problem. Lamais, even though we didn't have a raya, but we have said that we pass them like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and that if you have beams which are four tefachim wide, even if you have a hapachit al sidon, so it's a problem. So a person should not have, you know, tall slats, and so on, because that would be possible.
Just doesn't this raise a question as to whether we hold that there's a psul in the actual neser, which is more than four tefachim? We've said before, we established that once the neser is more than four tefachim, the psul is in the neser itself, and no matter what happens, the sidon doesn't work, doesn't help.
Correct.
This seems to be suggesting it's a dichoy.
So it's not a raya either way. The question is, you know, I mean, you're asking what we don't have a raya.
Right.
We don't have a raya. All we're doing is we're being madcha, that's all. We're just saying, you thought to bring a raya, you thought lema messiah lay,
right,
that it
right.
must be like Rav Nachman, then it could be deicha. I don't have a raya against it, but you don't have a raya either way. The next Mishnah really is going to be a continuation of the sugya, as we will see. Zog the Mishnah, tikrashin le maziva. So, number one, we're speaking about a house which has got wooden slats. Rashi tells us it's regular, standard size industrial slats, which are four tefachim, right, which could very possibly be problematic, with the exception of Rav Yehuda, according to Rav. And there's no maziva on top, meaning maziva is a cement or a plaster, which would commonly go on top of these wooden slats. But you don't have the maziva, so in theory, you have the potential of a viable sukkah. And you've got these wooden planks. Maybe you can fix them up. Maybe there's something you can do. So, tikrushin lamaziva, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shama yimrim mefak peik v'neitzal aches mibeintayim. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what, Shita's Bishamai is, you need to do two things over here to fix up this sukkah. Because let's think about this for a second, even before we see the Mishnah. If we would go ahead and someone would say, you know, am I allowed to use this? So we would say, look, I see over here two psulim. I see a psul d'oraisa, and I see a psul d'rabbanan. The psul d'oraisa is, this is your house, you live here. And as we've said, sukkah am rahman of lebay shall call you mesa shana. So it's psul d'oraisa. Psul number two is, even if that wouldn't be an issue, gzeres tikra. Meaning you've got wooden slats, which are 4 tefachim wide, which at least, according to Rabbi Meir, is definitely possible. And according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also going to be possible. So I have a psul d'rabbanan to deal with. And the way to rectify these two issues and deal with them, I might have to deal with them in different ways. So says Rabbi Yehuda, that Bishamai say, mefakpek, you have to kind of shake and lift up the slats. Number one, the note alach is moving time, and you also need to remove every other beam. So both of those things need to be done. both those things need to be done. We'll come back and see Rashi in a second. Meaning if you're a mefakpek and you just lift it up, everyone up, that's fine. Or if you're neitel achaz b'min time, you take every other one so that you will have, as we mentioned before, in the middle, you will have psal next to psal, schach next to schach, in which case you will have the shear sukkah which you need, and that will be good enough. That is the way Rabbi Yehuda presented the machlekes. Let's just see Rashi, 4 lines down. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Bishami Beisilo, Nechleku Bedaver. This type of a case of a Tikushen Le Maziva, in theory, there is room to potentially make this into a kasha sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a machlekes. Zagda, Hashem Bishami Yehuda, Imbal Leishif Tachtel, Lashem Sukkah. You want to use it? You know what you do, mefakpik. Say simenanes kulam. You kind of lift and shake all of them. The achakach, and afterwards, neitzel achas mi bein time. And then after you've shaken them, then you subsequently need to remove every other one. The neisen psal bim kaima. And you place psal next to it, in its place. Ula kamon mefarish lamali tarsi. Why should you possibly need to do both? Why would you possibly need to do both? And just surely one or the other would be sufficient. But that is the way Rabbi Yehuda presented it.
Okay.
So,
can you just say psal again here in this context means
what? Schach. Yeah. So Beisil say, what do you need to do? You could do either or. Be mefakbek or neitzel achas. What is pikpuk doing? Mishim tasev limina asoy. As we mentioned a few times now, that there is a psul, chaga sukkos tasalach. It says, lashon avasi, it's got to be done in a positive manner, which means that even if there's no psul of bias, but nevertheless, where is my schach? There hasn't been any type of asiya, and therefore I need to go ahead and do something to make this into schach, as opposed to it passively becoming schach. Shem tasav lemina asi, the ein tzorach losis. Psal, you don't need to go ahead and place new psal new schach. Rabbi Yehuda l'tanei the machshav b'nisam sheish behen dalid l'schach eskula l'sakich eskula v'ainu karav. So, in other words, how will we understand this mishnah? We will say this is Rabbi Yehuda l'tanei, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei, who says there's no problem of gzeres tikra, and therefore you're allowed to use Nisarim, which are 4 tefachim wide, no problem. That would work according to Rav. Shmuel Matasel, the command of Gemara. Shmuel is going to have to somehow explain and justify how this works. It reads very nicely according to Rav. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says this is a subject of Machlekes Bishamai Beisil. Bishamai mysteriously says you need to do both. You need to do a mefakpek, which we're saying somehow would be a task of lemina osri type of fixing. And neitel achaz mi'bein time also, they will say either or, either be mefakpek, which deals with the tasa issue, or neitel achaz mi'bein time, and this way you've taken care of creating a brand new sukkah. Whereas Rabbi Meir Omer, neitel achaz mi'bein time, they are mefakpek. Rabbi Meir, who holds a gzeres tikra, So he's going to say, you can be mefakpik from Heimbiz Morgan. It's not going to help you at all, because if you've got Nesarim which are four tefachim wide, it's not going to help you. Pikpuk is not going to help. And therefore, the only thing which will help in this case is if you're Neitel Achas. You have to be Neitel Achas. That is the only way to do it. Good. Says the Gemara, gives Bishleimer, Beis Hillel, Time Mayu, Mishim Tasvali, Mina Asui. I understand Shat and Beis Hillel, that the concern over here is Tase Valei Mina Asui. And therefore, I Mefakpeik, Ovid Lemaisa. I Neitlachas Mivintayim, Ovid Bamaisa. Meaning, I've got a problem over here. Again, I've got two problems. I've got a problem that's a bias. I've got a problem that there hasn't been an asiya l'shem schach. I need to deal with both of those issues. So it's interesting the way the Gemara presents it. Bishlam according to Vesel, the reason is because we have to deal with tasa v'leim and asi. What about bias? Why is we're not mentioning bias over here? So take a look at Rashi. First Rashi in the Gemara. Bishlam Vesel time mishum tasa v'leim and asi b'psul. V'chein mina asui l'bayis v'leil l'sukkah. It's a very interesting the way Rashi is saying it. Rashi says, "She'ain shame sukkah alav." V'gzeira tikra les lahu b'mesachich b'nesarim v'afilu b'nei arba. Okay, so there's no problem of gzeira tikra. The problem over here is the main problem I need to deal with is bias. So there's a din of tasev aleim min asui b'psul, and there's a din of achein min asui l'bayis. V'leila sukkah. So it doesn't have a shame sukkah on it. So this is what I need to deal with. So again, Bishlam Beis Hillel, Tamei Mishum Tasui Mina Asui. And this has got a problem. It's also got a problem with bias. And therefore, I Mefakpik Ovid Le'Maisa. So now this is considered to be like I'm doing a new action. I'm now creating a sukkah. Inekla Akazmi Bintayim, and I'm putting down fresh schach. That's also. So now this is a brand new thing. This is a sukkah. Elabi Shamai, Maite Mayu. You need to do both things? I don't understand. Imishim Tasa Velemina Asoi, surely, Bechada Sagi. One of them would be sufficient. Either or. Either or, like Beis Hillel said. Imishim Xeris Tikra, so Benoitel Achas Mibintayin Sagi. So just take out every other slat, and you'll have Psal next to Psal, Schach next to Schach. And you'll have the Heksher Sukkah. And if you're telling me I simply cannot use these Nesarim, come what may, even if I've gotten rid of any other issues of bias and so on, okay, so just remove every other one. But why would you need to do both? Why would you need to do both? Says the Gemara, La'ayla mishum gzeres tikra. Really, you're right. The main thing which we need to ultimately deal with, even if we've dealt with the arises, we still have a problem with the Derabanan. So really, the thing we're going to have to deal with is Lo Mishum Gzeres Tikra V'Hachi Ka'amri, and this is what Beishamim mean to say. Afal Pi Shemefakpeik, and you've dealt with potential derises of bias and Tasolim and Asi considerations. So even though you've dealt with derises, I Neitel Achas Mivin Time In Iloy Loy, meaning the only thing, the only way to deal effectively with all issues is if you're Neitel Achas Mivin Time. I mean, if you're Mefakpeik, granted, you might have dealt with some of the issues, but there will still be one issue outstanding, and the only way to successfully deal with it is with Neitel Achas Mivin Time. So, if you kind of go back and you read the Mishnah, the way we're explaining it, is Beishamayim Rim, Mefakpeik, Pirish, even if you're Mefakpeik, don't think that you've dealt with all the problems. The Neitel Achas Mivin Time, you must ultimately be Neitel Achas Mivin Time. So, I mean, little bit dochuk, because why can't Beis Shammai just say, you know what you must do? Neitel Achas Mivin Time. And with that, with one fell swoop, you've dealt with everything. Say again? You don't even have a fact pick, exactly. That is in theory what it could have said. Seems to me it's coming to say, even though you've dealt with the psul of bias, and you've dealt with the psul of tassim, and also doesn't help. You must be Neitel Achas Mivin Time. Frag the Gemara. So in essence, what are you saying, Beis Shammai? You're saying that the only you must deal with Gzeres Tikra. So Yachi, aim a sefer. Look at the sefer. Rebbe Meir, Aymer, Neitel Achas Mivin Time. Avola yefakpik. Says Rabbi Meir, you must be natal achiz in time, and it's insufficient to merely be mefakpik. Isn't that exactly, in essence, what you are now saying? Even though you're mefakpik, don't think that you've taken care of the issues. You must be natal achiz in time, and it does not help to be mefakpik. So, the way you are... Oops, I just lost the... yeah, so we said, so according to the way you're explaining it, in Mishamed, even though you're mefakpek, it's not good enough, you have to be neklachas mimintayim, so yachi imasefa rebmerim, and neklachas mimintayim, avala yefakpek, or yibazay rebimer, haina beishamai, come to us, that rebimer is in essence saying the exact same thing as beishamai. Rebimer, haina beishamai. So Hachika Amar, this is what Rabbi Meir meant to say. Hachika Amar le nechleku beishamei beisil bedavar zeh. No, there is no machlekes beishamei beisil in this matter. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have a tikra with slats of four tefachim wide, that is the subject of a machlekes beishamei beisil in the beishamei say mefakpik. And Beisil say mefakpik oynedel achaz mibintayim. Zok to be mayor. No, there is no machlekes. Everyone would agree because of gzeres tikra. Meaning, even Beisil agreed to gzeres tikra. Beishamai agreed to gzeres tikra. Beisil agreed to gzeres tikra. Don't tell me mefakpik or oynedel achaz mibintayim. Everyone, even Beisil, the mako, agree to gzeres tikra, and therefore zogich Rabbi Meir Omer not la'achaz mibein time vein mefakpik. It doesn't help to be mefakpik because everyone holds of gzeres tikra. That is the way that it works. Rashi says about 10-12 lines. The lines become wide. Hachikamar le Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Yehuda le nechliku bedavizeh the Beis Hillel kavasi sfir lehu, even Beis Hillel would agree with me, the ein mesachach im benesarin v'leima ani pikpok, meaning everyone holds of gzeres tikra. Everyone holds of gzeres tikra. So, and as you, Rabbi Yehuda said, beisalaimim mefakpik oynaikol. Either or, there's no problem with gzeres tikra, and therefore pikpok itself. No, Rabbi Meir says no. Lei nechliku beishamai beishilo bedavazeh, and everyone holds of gzeres tikra. In essence, I'll try. Let's try. So, in essence, it comes out the way we are explaining it, and that really this discussion, this shakla v'tari between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, if we'd ask ourselves, what is the crux of the machlekes, whether or not you hold of gzeres tikra. Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't hold of gzeres tikra, is able to explain Rabbi Yehuda as per his shita. And therefore, he's able to say that. One second. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, we're back. We are holding by Maika Mashmalan. We just did another line or so. All we have said is that really, the way that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are explaining the Mishnah, it comes out that it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir l'shitasei. Rabbi Yehuda, who does not hold of gzeres tikra, he was able to say in Beis Hillel that you can just be mefakpik v'nesarim, just lift up the nesarim, keep using them. No problem in using the nesarim whatsoever, because we don't hold of gzeres tikra. But Rabbi Meir says no. It was never machlekes b'sham Beis Hillel b'davar zeh, because everyone holds of gzeres tikra. So frek the Gemara. So one second. My kamashwan, the Rabbi Meir, is like gzeres tikra. Rabbi Yehuda, less like gzeres tikra. Great. By fligu ba chadazimna. We just had that in the previous sugya. The way we are explaining this machlekes, it's really the exact same machlekes as we had on Daf Yudalid. Disnan mesachem minasandi Rabbi Yehuda Meir Eimer Rabbi Meir Oyster. So, how can they have? We have two Mishnayos, even it's a Reish and a Sefer, but it's still the exact same machlekes once again. So, Rabbi Chibar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, try and suggest the following. they try and suggest the following, and they say, well, I might lose everyone in a second because the internet shut off. Reisha b'nesarim mishupim maskinan mishum gzeiras kalim naguba. No. We will drastically change what we said is pshat to the machlekes and daf yudalet. We had a machlekes what we thought in daf yudalet and aleph mesachim in esarim de rebuda. Rebbeir oisa. We said what's pshat? Pshat is rebuda doesn't hold of gzeiras tikra. Rebbeir does hold of gzeiras tikra. Now comes along Rav Chiba Abba Mishim Rav Yechanan. No, you got it all wrong. Totally different machlekes. You know what's going on in the Reisha? Reisha is b'nesarim mishupim maskinin u'mishum gzeiras kelim naguba. The deal is, will we aser nice, smooth pieces of wood, which granted they themselves are not technically considered to be kelim, they're pshute kliates, and so on, and pshute kliates are not makabel tuma. And therefore, in theory, you should be able to use them for schach. Nevertheless, do we say, because these things are very useful things, even though they technically don't actually have a teras kli upon them, nevertheless, we're going to make a gzeira and we're going to ask them atu kalem. If you look at the last rash before the lines become wide, Arma b'chibar abba reisha lav mishim gzeira stikru iflug ele b'nisarim she'edin b'nei arba. They are speaking about nesarim which don't have the dimensions of four. Aval mishupinein, but they're nice and smooth, v'chalakim. V'ruyim latashmi, shumshim gzeiras kelim naguba, lifsal alibidir meir. Meaning, what's the diyun? Aval gav dibshutikli yitz ninu. V'lei mekablim tuma, dozerbu atu kelim amekablim tuma. Nevertheless, they made gzeira because of kelim which are mekabel tuma. So that is the diyun in the previous Mishnah. So, Rav Yehuda says you can be mesachech l'chatchila with nice, smooth pieces of wood. They're not kelim. If they're not kelim, they're not makabel tuma. They're not wide. We're not discussing gzeiras tikra. I'm not going to make any new gzeiras of gzeiras kelim. And Rav Yehuda says, no, I am going to make. We are going to make gzeira of gzeiras kelim. Brand new biur and hezver in the machlekes. Parenthetically, according to this new explanation of Rav Chiya bar Abba or Rabbi Yochanan, if we kind of go back and just look at the Mishnah one more time, Sachim in Asarim to Rabbi Yehuda, because he doesn't hold of Gzeiras Kalim, Rabbi Meir Oyser, because he does hold of Gzeiras Kalim. So what's the next line doing? Nosan Alein Nesesh Rachav Arba Tvachim Ksheiro Bavash Leishan Tachtov. It's this kind of next line that we didn't, the emphasis that, you know, there's a ran, which I don't think we mentioned, but you know, this next line would somehow have to kind of explain what's that line of the Mishnah doing according to this brand new explanation. But leaving that aside, that is the way Rav Chiya, Amarav, can justify two Mishnahis. Aibazoi Kumtois, Mishnah number one, and Yudalodom and Aleph, which we're calling the Reisha. What's the Machlegs of Meir and Rav Yehuda? Do we hold the Gzeiras Kalim, or do we not hold the Gzeiras Kalim? Machlegs number two, what we're calling the Seifa, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir is Gzeiras Tikra. That is what we have now at this stage of the Gemara. So, Frag the Gemara Kasha. 1 second. Ule Rav Yehuda Marav. The Amar Sacha Bechitzim Zacharim Ksheira Ben Akevas Psula. Cases like this. You have an arrow. And the arrow is made of wood. An arrow is made of two pieces of wood. You've got the regular stick, just a regular normal stick, and then you have the sharp point of the arrow, and the sharp point of the arrow has an area, it's got a base keble, it's got an area which you're able to stick, you're able to poke the stick into, and in that it says you're allowed to use the chitzim zacharim, as in just a plain, everyone's back, you're allowed to use... Here we go. Okay, apologies, everyone. Okay, the kids, what we've done, we've just said, very briefly, we've said like this. We've said that the Mishnah Yudalad is speaking about a totally different machlekes, whether or not we hold of Gzeiras Kalim. Pirish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use nice, smooth, long sticks of wood. No reason at all why you can't use them. Rabbi Meir asks, because they're similar to Kalim. Machlek is number two in the Seif on the Mishnah and Tezvav, is whether or not we hold of Gzeres Tikra. That is all we've said in the last couple of minutes. Frek the Gemara, you're back. Frek the Gemara, Kasha. So according to that, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, who says that you're allowed to be Mesachich with the, quote, male portion of the arrow, i.e. the piece which goes into the base kibble, that you can, but you're not allowed to be Mesachich with the, quote, female portion of the arrow, the section which has a base kibble. That, it's got a base kibble, that already is considered to be a keli, and that is psula. What's the kasha? V'ligonzar zecharim atu nekevois. And we don't make a gzeira zecharim atu nekevois. So let's just explain where we're holding. We have said like this. We have said the reish on Yudalad is speaking about, do we make a gzeira? Smooth pieces of wood, which are quite useful, do we make a gzeira? And do we answer them and say it's similar enough to a keli, and therefore you're not allowed to use it? Rabbi Yehuda says we don't make gzeira. Rabbi Meir says we do make gzeira. And now we have the next mission of the Seif on Tezvav about Gzeres Tikra, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Fractikam on Kasha, but one second. But we see Rabbi Yehuda Merav says that you're allowed to use the male portion of the arrow. You just can't use the female portion. And why don't we make a gzeira over there as zecharim atu nekevois? And surely to the extent that you make a gzeira and you aser smooth, useful pieces of wood, even though they're technically not kalim, but you ask them because they're useful like kalim, surely you should have made a gzeira over here also. And you don't do that, and therefore your explanation is not good. 2 points to consider. Point number one is, since when are we allowed to be medam gzeiras chazal ha'adadi? I mean, one place they chose to make gzeira, one place they chose not to make gzeira. Usually, one is not allowed to say, oh, they made gzeira over here, oh, why didn't they make gzeira over there? Okay, maybe we were not yurid ladas chachamim to know why here yes and here no. It's very interesting, the fact that the Gemara asked this question, I didn't see any reason where I'm at this point. It seems to be that maybe if it's like within one inyan, we're handling types of schach, which types of schach, which are technically okay, but they're so similar to a type which is not okay, so within that, we do have the right to question and to ask and to say, oh, well, they made a gzeira over here, so surely they should have made it over there. Once it's already like a slightly different type of concept, I mean, Chazal asered, you know, Bishal Akum, and they asked Pas Akum, so maybe they should ask a Shemen. So they did, and it didn't work, and therefore they were mivak like Zera. But we wouldn't necessarily be able to say, okay, so maybe you should ask her also a different type of concept. I don't know, who knows, maybe this they chose to do, this is a staple, this is not a staple. Who's to say you can? But it seems to be that within one inyan, it's closely linked, it's enough linked that we're able to ask this kasha. Another question that Pnei Yeshua and others deal with is, you know, where are we now? We are in Reb Chiya bar Abba b'shim Reb Yechanan. Chiya bar Abba b'shim Reb Yechanan is coming to save the day. You want to tell me you've got a Mishnah on Yedalad and a Mishnah on Tezvav? They're both telling me the exact same machlek as Rabban Reb Yehuda. Gzeres Tikra. In fact, the Gemara is Kenish Zayin. Says the Gemara, you're right. You know what Reb Chiya bar Abba says? The Reish is referring to Gzeres Kalim. The Seif is referring to Gzeres Tikra. That's Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yechanan does. Frag the Gemara Kasha from who? From Rav. Oh, great. Why are you asking a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan from Rav? Gavra Karamis. Frag the Pnei Yeshua. So the Aruch Leah answers this Kasha and says, no. The question is really according to Rav. It's really posing a question on Rav. According to Rav, Rav would definitely not be able to learn like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba on Rabbi Yochanan, in which case Rav must have, the kasha must come back according to Rav, and therefore Hadrukush Laduchla, according to Rav, you're not able to learn this novel explanation of Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Yechanan. You're not able to do that, and therefore according to you, Bechreach Kum Tzarik the kasha. So according to you, what are you going to do? So Lamaisa, where are we holding now? We're holding that we had a problem. We had a Mishnah on Yudalit and Tezvalva, seemingly Rabbi Meir arguing about the exact same thing. That can't be. Rabbi Bar Abba and Rabbi Yechon said, okay, maybe we will change and say the Mishnah on Yudalit is referring to Gzeres Kalim. We asked the Kashan, we proved that that cannot be the Pshat. Therefore, we are now forced to retract and say that ultimately both Mishnayis is the exact same Machlekes. But the problem is, if so, then the Kasha comes back. Why do you need to have two of the exact same things, the exact same Machlekes? Ella al karach resha pligi bigzeris tikra. The Sefer pligi bigzeris tikra. It's the exact same Machlekes. I ve fligi betayti zimni lamali. So what do you need to say Machlekes twice? So that we say, Sefer rebuta de ka'amar leila Reb Meir. So the Sefer is really just, it's not a brand new Machlekes. It's just really a discussion. Sefer rebuta de ka'amar leila Reb Meir, amaykah asras binisarim, mishum gzeres tikra. Why are you asking nisarim? Why in Daf Yudalad did you ask nisarim because of gzeres tikra? Hay svara libishamayu de islo. What are you living in the world of Beis Shammai? We're Beis Hillel Yidden over here. You're worried about Gzeres Tikra? I swear to Beis Shammai, the Islu. Beis Hillel LeGazri. Haraya, in this case, a Tikshin LeMaziva, says Rabbi Yehuda Badas Beis Hillel, you can just be a fact pick, because we don't hold of Gzeres Tikra. Beis Shammai holds of Gzeres Tikra. V'amr Meir Nain, LeNech LeGu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'davizeh, everyone holds of Gzeres Tikra. So it's not two separate machlekesim. It's really one machlekes in Gzeres Tikra with a discussion back and forth. Says the Gemara, "Anich l'Rav d'Amar machlekes b'shiyesh b'hen arba." So now the Gemara has that last bit of unfinished business to deal with. It's good, according to Rav, who said the machlekes is when it's four tefachim wide. Meaning, what does our Mishnah say? Tikra shel amaziva, top Rashi, first line, stam tikra b'nisam shiyesh ben arba. So we're discussing pieces of wood, slats, which are four tefachim wide. So again, Anichal Rav Damar Machlekes B'Sheish Ben Arba. Reb Meir holds Gzeres Tikra. Reb Yehuda Lesli Gzeres Tikra. El Lishmul Damar B'Sheish Ben Arba Machlekes Avayish Ben Arba Debrakal B'Sula. Everyone says, if this piece is of wood, four tefachim wide, it is categorically possible. So, Sefer B'Mai Pligi. So how could it be kosher, according to anyone? How could anyone say you could be Mefakpik? Mefakpik what? But it's four tefachim wide. Sports vacham wide, then everyone says it's possible. Even Reb Yehuda says it's possible. So Sefer B'Mai Pligi, that is the Gemara's Kash. If you look at Rashi, two lines down in the wide lines, Sefer B'Mai Pligi, Havadei Stam Tikra B'nei Arbahu, the Kamach Reb Yehuda, Alibet Beis Hillel, but you Shmuel said that even Reb Yehuda would answer it. So what's going on according to you, Sefer B'Mai Pligi? Says the Gemara, Pligi, sorry, Sefer B'Mai Pligi, Bebitule Tikra kamiflagi. The shaila is, can one be do a bittle in the tikra? Marasavar batla bahachi, or marasavar bahachi loy batla. Let's take a look at this last Rashi. Rashi says like this: Bebetuli tikra kalaymar. Omer lachashmul la'olam b'shiyish ben arba. V'lo yhoisakan tikra mitchila. V'achshivu bolasakich bo l'shim sukkah. If you never had a roof, and now you say, I'd like to make myself a sukkah, and I'd like to use slats which are four tefachim wide. In such a case, I feel a review of the apostle. The gazinu mishum tikra shleyava yiviyeshiv tachas keres beisay v'yema mali zeh mali chadasha. So everyone will hold of gzeres tikra, says Shmuel. Even Reb Yehuda would say, if you're building a structure and you're using slats which are four tefachim wide, it's a problem. Now, that's not our case over here. Aval hashta dezu tikra haisa. This is a house. It already was a roof. Vezu tikra haisa uba lide maisa lasis l'shem sukkah. And this fellow says, I want to fix up my sukkah. I can't use this. This isn't good the way it is now. The guy, he's clearly cognizant and aware of the potential problems. Uba lide maisa lasis l'shem sukkah. Vezu mechir shiyedea. Pligi Reb Yehuda Reb Meir, I ikasu lemigza mishum tikra iloy. in a case where it's clear as day that the fellow kol atzmei shel oisei ish einei bo ela l'sakein, he clearly is aware he's trying to fix it up. Is there still going to be a gzeiras tikra in such a case? I like Rabbi Yisover b'tzuri tikra. He holds a b'tzuri tikra. He's clearly aware. Nevertheless, Gazerba obeisil osavri cave in the butler. He's mevatel his original tikra of his bias. Su lekel migzar. We don't need to worry anymore about gzeiras tikra. Rabbi Yisover le nechleku the af bogaz rinen. So the question is, Rabbi Yehuda says in such a case, again, this is Shmuel. In Shmuel's world, remember, Shmuel lives in a world where you've got a tikra which is four tefachim wide, everyone passes because there's tikra. That's the world of Shmuel. But Shmuel will say that in Rabbi Yehuda, if you already have a tikra with slats, and the guy's aware of the problem, and he's coming to fix the problem, okay, in that case, there's no gzeiras tikra. In a case where the guy's aware and he's lifting it up and placing it down, he's not going to become to confuse with a basis shall call you Meis Hashana, to the extent that it's clear as day that he's coming to rectify the problem. And Reb Meir would say, even in such a case, it is a problem. Mm-hmm.